sought to freeze aid to Ukraine just 90 minutes after President Trump spoke to President Volodymyr Zelensky by phone in that July 25th phone call. The call, of course, at the center of President's impeachment in the House of Representatives last week. But now 100 pages of emails show that Michael Duffy of the Office of Management and Budget asked the Department of Defense to please hold off on that nearly $400 million in aid to Ukraine. Senate Minority Leader Democrat Chuck Schumer.
If there was ever an argument that we need Mr. Duffy to come testify, this is that information.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. A court in Saudi Arabia on Monday sentenced five people to death for the killing of Washington Post columnist and royal family critic Jamal Khashoggi, who was murdered in the Saudi consulate in Istanbul last year by a team of Saudi agents. Saudi Arabia's state-run TV channel reported that three others were sentenced to prison. All can appeal the verdicts. The Saudi crown prince, Mohammed bin Salman, had drawn international condemnation for the killing because several Saudi agents involved worked directly for him. The kingdom denies that Prince Mohammed had any involvement or knowledge of the operation. Thousands of protesters in parts of southern India as they came out on the roads to condemn a new citizenship law on Monday. The new law allows for Hindus, Christians, and other religious minorities who are in India illegally to become citizens if they can prove they were persecuted because of their religion in Muslim-majority Bangladesh, Pakistan, and Afghanistan. At least 23 people have been killed in nearly 2 weeks of demonstrations and violence after India's parliament passed the Citizen Amendment Act earlier this month. This is VOA News. The U.S. military has announced that a U.S. service member has been killed in action in Afghanistan today. In making the announcement,